Okay, Mark 11. I just read one part of that because I want to get to the fig tree in Mark 11, but you have to read the other accounts of it to get the full picture of what Jesus was doing. Okay. Mark 11. We'll skip a little bit. Mark 11, verse 12. Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And I heard David Hogan preach on this. And I just sat there and like, it'd make you cry. He said, when the master comes to see if I got food, who am I to say I'm out of season, Lord? That's heavy. I never want to be that. You know that you're the gateway of power for somebody. You are. You're the source of grace for someone around you. You are. David says it like this. He talked about a little girl he prayed for, a four-year-old little girl. She was deaf. They brought her to a service. And he had saw God move and the glory of God and all this stuff was going on. Pray for this little girl. Nothing happened. Prayed for her again. Nothing happened. Little four-year-old marked him. And he asked the people, he said, did God put that on her? Did he? Did God put that on her? No. Is it God's fault that she's like that? Is it the devil's fault? Watch this. This is what he said. No, it's not the devil's fault. Don't you ever let what the devil's doing be stronger than God. He said, I am.